Okay, so what we're going to practice now is child's pose. The Sanskrit name for child's pose is Balasana. So child's pose is a prone kneeling posture, which means we are on our bellies and perhaps on our hands and knees. So the starting point for a child's pose would be hands and knees, so on all fours. I'd suggest we could bring the short end of our mat towards a wall or up against a wall, and then bring our hands, our fingertips, to the top end of the mat, almost touching the wall. And then move the hands out sideways or out away from each other till we feel where the outer edges of the mat are. And then we're going to bring our knees together, take our buttocks back towards our heels, and rest our tummy on the tops of our thighs. So just take a few moments to feel this constriction of your belly on the tops of your thighs, and see if you could rather start breathing into the back of your body. If you feel like this is a bit claustrophobic for you, you could take your knees out a little bit wider, have your big toes touching behind you, reach your buttocks back towards your heels, lengthen the front of your body along the tops of your thighs, walk your fingertips forward, and bring your forehead down to the mat. So when we have our arms extended out in front of us, the child's pose becomes quite an active posture, where we're reaching the fingertips forward and reaching the buttocks back, lengthening the sides of the body and lengthening the spine. We could also make child's pose a little bit more relaxing by bringing the arms at our sides so that our hands are resting next to our feet. You can actually touch your feet and your palms are face up. Then just allow your back to naturally round and release the crown of your head down towards the mat, or release your forehead down to the mat. It all depends on body proportions. So if you feel like your head is hanging in mid-air and there's no support under the crown of your head or under your forehead, you could bring a block, a yoga block, or a cushion or a blanket under your forehead just to support your head a little. Otherwise, just keep reaching your buttocks back and allow your back to naturally round, releasing your shoulders down towards the mat. See if you can relax the muscles on your face. So relax your forehead. Relax your cheeks, relax your jaw, relax your chin and your mouth, relax your neck and your shoulders, and just progressively start to scan down your body to the tips of your toes, asking each part of the body to relax and release. So child's pose is quite a rejuvenating posture, and it helps you relax the back and the neck, stretches the spine. It also massages the abdominal organs and gives a sense of security and nurturing. Also, if you have low back pain, this posture might help to release the lower back a little. If you do find that your knees hurt in this posture, you could either place a blanket under your buttocks, lifting your buttocks away from your heels, so, or a cushion, so that there is a bigger angle at your knees. If your kneecaps hurt, you could place a blanket underneath your kneecaps and underneath your shins. If you find you've got a belly that gets in the way, or you are pregnant, you take the knees as wide as you can to make as much space as you need to make space for that belly. Then the best thing to do in child's pose is just listen to your breath and allow the breath to flow in and out of your body. You try to equalize the breath. And how you equalize the breath is by counting the length of your inhalations and counting the length of your exhalations. So you could first find out which part of the breath is longer and then get the shorter part of the breath to the same length, as long as we have an equal inhalation and exhalation. We also try to, as I mentioned earlier, breathe into the back of the body. So we breathe into the lower back, and we breathe into the back ribs, and we breathe into the upper back, and see if we can expand the lungs out backwards into the back of the body, because the front of the body is compressed. The front of the body is restricted against the front of our thighs. So spend as long as you feel comfortable in this position. And if you would like to practice this posture and you really do have a knee injury which is very uncomfortable, you could also just lie on your back and hug your knees in towards your chest. So you'd keep drawing your knees in towards your chest and lengthening your tailbone away from you. Try to relax the shoulders as much as possible. And that posture is basically called knees to chest or Apanasana. Okay, so enjoy your child's pose or your Apanasana. And then you could move on to your next posture or just spend as much time as you need to over here.